Just arrived at your final destination. If it's raw, real, and unedited, I like it. Live from the bottom of my heart, this podcast is everything you've never expected. I'm going to sign my name across the airwaves by daring to be different. Muchos arigatos.
I can't even describe what happened since New Year's Eve. It's just been a hurricane of goodness. It's been a hurricane of health, and it's been a hurricane of wellness. If you know anything about the wellness industry in the United States of America, you know that it's a $4 trillion, I didn't say billion, I said trillion dollar business. I am grateful for health and wellness in many ways, personally, in my own skin, in my own life, in my own home, but also professionally speaking, I am very grateful for health and wellness. I never in my life imagined that I would be working and earning based on feeling good, looking good. Never in my life. I was a model when I was a little girl. I stayed 5'2", so I'm unable to model now. However, like everything in my life, it just kind of develops. It just kind of shows up. And if you really look at it on a grander scale, most of the things in your life just kind of showed up. It's called destiny. There's really nothing you can do about it. You can't cry about it. You can't get mad about it. You can't get happy about it. It just happens, whether you look for it or not. In my life, the development of health and wellness came really almost at the same time as my destruction of marriage. It almost came at the same time. And it's kind of funny because what was killing me in my life was my marriage. And what was saving my life was the journey I was about to embark on as far as health and wellness for myself. I was fat. And when I say fat, I mean fat. There's no other word. I mean, I don't like to say she was overweight. I like to say she was fat. I guess it's politically correct to say overweight or not healthy or had a little bit of extra pounds. That's nice. That's a nice way of saying it. But the truth is I was fat. I have photographs of me being fat. I don't know where they are at this time. I'm in the process of packing, hoping to sell my house and move very soon. But one of the first things I packed were my albums. Reason being is that they mean so much to me. When there's a fire, most people will run to get their dogs. I don't have dogs, and my son is in college. So the only thing that really matters to me in my home are the memories, and those are my albums. So those albums have been packed and are in a very safe place. But in those albums is evidence of me being fat. And I'm only 5'2". So fat for me definitely is not fat for a normal height. I am short. So an extra 5 pounds on me really does show. I was a hardcore smoker. I was lethargic, never exercised. I was weak. I had no muscle, no tone. Everything was soft. I felt like kind of like the Michelin man. My face, I was blessed with a great face. Congrats to me. If you don't have a great inside, okay, if you're not radiating positive energy from the inside, it doesn't matter. And at the time that I embarked on the wellness journey, I was dying on the inside. I was a very unhappy lady. Reason being is I was in a marriage that I loved my marriage. I was in love with my marriage, but I wasn't in a marriage that was healthy. And it showed. It showed. At the time that the marriage was finally dissolving, I, by mistake, so funny, like I said, things just appear. They reveal themselves just like the sun and the moon. You cannot control them. They come out every single day. And when you have that belief that, you know, no matter what, the sun is going to come out, no matter what, the moon is going to come out. Well, I instilled that kind of belief in my health and wellness journey for me personally. And then I did such a good job of that, that it transformed into my professional life. I do many things for work. One of them is part of the $4 trillion wellness industry. And I'm very proud of myself for that. In the past 5 days, because that's how long we've been in the year 2020. And today, you know, I did a podcast last year in the last decade. And I said, hey, what do we call it? Like, how do we say it? The 20s, the 2020 vision. Like, how do you say it? You know, you say 2019, you say 2018. How do you say it? Well, today I heard a really great description of it. Remember the roaring 20s and 1920s? Kind of funny. That's the same year that my house was built. It's a 100-year-old home. It was the roaring 20s. I feel a lot of roar in 2020, and I feel it has a lot to do with health and wellness. I am happy that I'm involved in the health and wellness huge, epic industry, because it just goes to show you how badly we need it. The past 5 days, all I've done is be healthy and be well. What wellness is for me and what healthy is for me is very different than what it is for you. What I think we both have in common, you the listener and me the podcaster, is that we all want to be healthy and we all want to be well. I have spent the past 5 days just doing that. Everything I've done and everything I've touched and everything I've put in my mouth is about health and wellness. Everything that I've engaged in is about health and wellness. It's not ironic. It's not by mistake. It's where I belong and it's where I want to be. I went to the Miami Heat, I believe it was the second, and we killed it. We've just been killing it. The Miami Heat this season has been so insanely talented. The way they are anticipating and attacking is, I think, mostly attributed to their youth and their hunger. When you've got heart, it really sometimes outweighs skill. I'm so excited to see what they do from here till April, and I will be there. So, and today's Bernie's birthday, by the way. So happy birthday, Bernie. Love that guy. I still get excited. It's like going to a birthday party and seeing the clown. Every time I see Bernie, I want to take a picture with him because I'm just weird like that. I have mastered the art of selfie because of another way I make money, but I am always trying to master self. And for the past 5 days, all I've done is greatness. I finally saw Oprah in person, and it was definitely a bucket list item. And side benefit, extra bonus, Lady Gaga was there too. But more than what I got from that day was I couldn't believe how many people were in a sold-out BB&T center, which I just recently began to go there for the Panthers. And, you know, I've never seen, and I went for Post Malone, and I've been there for a couple of concerts outside of this past year, but I had never seen that venue sold out. My God, was that impressive. But more than that, how many people that I knew in that stadium, in that venue, in that concert hall, that were happy for me, that were elevating me, that love me, and that cheer for me. I couldn't believe how many people I knew there. Not everybody did I like. Trust me, I ran into some people that aren't cheering for me. But for the most part, I couldn't believe how large the cheerleaders were in my corner for me. I was so happy, so grateful. If this is the way 2020 is going to appear for me, get out. I mean, wow, it was just awesome. And then this morning, just to make it even more glorious and more wonderful and more precious, I woke up watching Rich Wilkerson speak the same positive message. It was really just about reconfirming that we're miracles. We really are. I mean, our bodies are machines and we are fortunate to have them. It really bothers me when I meet people that abuse their bodies, that become addicted, that are alcoholics, that smoke, that don't take care of their health. It bothers me because these bodies were only given one, and if treated well, they will treat us well in return. And I just, for the past 24 hours, you're going to have to forgive me. I'm still high talking about how gifted and how lucky we are. The next month, it looks like complete wonderful chaos. I'm very excited. I'm not so excited to see my son leave. Every time he comes home, I'm reminded how lucky I am and what a great boy he is and what a great man he's turned out to be. And he's leaving again. I mean, this business about him going to college is for the birds. My heart bleeds every time he leaves. I can't stand it. I've been shopping for my new home, and I can't tell you how excited I am. My God, there are some beautiful places I'm looking at. And yep, my car is also coming to an end. And I love my car. This car has been a bit of a lemon. For 20 years, I didn't have one car accident. And in the past 2019, I had three. None were my fault. All of them were by the hand of another vehicle. And I just couldn't believe the luck. Three car accidents in 1 year after having 2 decades of none. And so I'm kind of hoping that with the new car, I'll have new driving luck and nobody will be hitting me. I mean, even just parked, I got hit. How's that for luck? And that's pretty much it. I've embarked on a new project. I can't wait to share it with you. It's going to consume a lot of my time. I've been working on it already in the past 5 days. And also, tomorrow I launch my first commercial of 2020. I'm very excited about this. Very, very excited. It's just another company, just another great product. But for a girl who has a one-man show, I mean, these companies just keep coming. And I am so blessed and I'm so grateful. And these products are just crazy good. Once again, it's the health and wellness aspect of my money-making journey. It just comes. You don't have to look for it. I always say, people say, how do you do that? How did you get into that? I didn't. I swear I didn't seek it. It sought me. And this is really, does the universe wait? No. You got to do something. So just be you, be happy, be good at what you do, and then things happen. I mean, that's the magic. That's the secret. When you love yourself, all kinds of wonderful things happen. That's pretty much it for this podcast. I've thought about something exciting to tell you about, you know, I don't know, the sexiest man alive or something else, but who cares? This is the beginning of 2020. This is the beginning of a new year. This is the beginning of your new beginning. You, who are you becoming this year? Because every day we're changing. And if you say you're not changing, then you're not healthy because healthy things grow. Some grow fast, some grow slow. I think that slow and steady wins the race. And I've run many full marathons in my life. And I don't think I am a big advocate of speedy line crossing. I think that it's better enjoying the 26.2 miles and going steady. I would put my money on that slow and steady runner any day of the week. So grow, make your lists, check them twice. I made my vision board this in the past 5 days, and it couldn't be more easy. It really couldn't be more easy. It's a little bit aggressive, but I'm a little bit aggressive, and it's intentional. I want to ignite a bigger and a better me. I don't necessarily want a bigger and a better home, a bigger and a better car, a bigger and a better bank account. What I want is a bigger and a better life. And in my vision board, I did include a few things that are actually very easy for me to reach, very easy for me to do, and it's been cathartic. Aside from making the list of things I need to engage in, I've also made a list of things that I need to let go of. There's a lot of things that we protect that maybe we should not have in our lives at all. And making that list and checking it twice is also a healthy practice. I did that too. Other than I'm headed for a week of wonderful greatness, and I am involved in a very consuming project, and it is tax season. What? It's tax season, and I know a great accountant, and if you need one, please DM me. Only DM me if it's for business. I will not respond to anything else. And look for my commercial tomorrow. I think you're going to love it. Happy 2020. Please be strong. Don't worry about being wrong, okay? Because in failure, there is growth. Just try. Attempt. And yeah, it's Super Bowl. Are you guys ready? It's Super Bowl in Miami, Florida. I'm so ready. Wishing you nothing but greatness in this new year. And I'll talk to you next week with, you guys aren't even going to believe what I'm doing next week. All right. I hope you have an awesome, productive week. There is no question you are what you eat. At least the people on LunchologyMiami.com believe that. They are Miami's boutique health food company, delivering delicious prepared meals to keep you, your family, and your workplace focused on what matters. And that's a healthy lifestyle. Shop through their ocean lovers, meat lovers, plant lovers menu. Decide whether you want 3, 4, 5 days of healthy meals, or once or twice daily. I believe I am what I eat, and I only eat the best. LunchologyMiami.com. I got him. I got my favorite sponsor. They're all my favorite sponsor, but this one's open for life. I'm so fresh, fresh to death. Here in the 305, there's a place called Hugo Fresh, where we drink mad juice. They've got the right medicina for you. It's where the vida is. Homegrown, local love, community members, and just downright outrageous. They're paddleboarders. They're yogis. They're very LA, very New York, and now they're my sponsors, with various locations throughout South Florida. www.hugofresh.com. They're open for life. Do you want to feel great, look better, and actually live the part? Well, the answer is in ishoppurium.com. That's ishoppurium.com. And I'm your code. I'm your coupon. Revite10. It's time for a real food revolution. And actually, it pays to be healthy. Did you like me? Did you hate me? Tell me why. You can find me on www.atreve-t.com. That means to dare. Thank you for listening to the Magda Lopez podcast. I'm Revite on Instagram, Atrevete on Facebook, and _Revite on Twitter. I'm everywhere. Find me.